Then we had a time after cars had a time, you know, the roads weren't paved in our area, and they'd get stuck in the mud. You ever see a car horses, stuck in the mud?
Yeah, up to its hubcaps. Have to get the horses a drag.
Yeah.
Well, in the roads that they had, maybe when you were a little older, when they started paving, what would they pave them with? Were there different sizes of roads and stuff?
They could grade the road out, widen it out a little bit, level it down. They just used gravel and tar, blacktop, uh-huh. What they call it up there.
Gravel and tar, and they call it blacktop.
That's the same thing this year. Uh-huh. These streets out here, that's blacktop.
But all the roads are not paved up where we live yet.
No. All the main roads is.
Oh, about the post office and mail service. Care about that?
Yeah, nice.
Well, they didn't have any service, you know, like we do now. And just about in the small towns, and mail would be sent there, and then people from out in the country would just have to go there and bring it out to the post office. And sometimes one man walked about 10 miles, I guess, every day. And he'd bring it to that post office, and then everybody in the community.
That was his job?
Yes, that was his job. And everybody that lived in the community had to go to that post office to get their mail. And there were folks lived. It's about, how far? About 2 miles and a half. They had to go that far to get their mail.
How did you pay for it? Did you have stamps the same
way? Yeah, we had stamps, but they were not expensive.
Not
they are
11 that. Cents, not 8 cents. Pick us up again.
Well, I don't think I have very much money that I have down.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask, keep going and ask some of the things that I have.
Oh, we've already covered that all that I
is
had
that,
no
that's
time.
That's okay. Let's see. One of the things that they like to know here is when you greet people. A lot of the questions that I want to ask here have to do with how different people use words. You know, it's not any kind of test. It's just curiosity. You know, I just like to know. Like when you greet people in the morning, you know, you see somebody walking down the street in the morning, you might say,
"That's hello, or how are you?
Good morning," or something like that.
Pretty much like you do at the place.
Yeah. Well, in the splitting up of the day, how long would you say that the evening lasts? I mean, as opposed to being afternoon and night, I mean, was there a kind of a period when you were done your work, but you hadn't maybe gotten ready to go to bed yet, but was an in-between time where you eat supper and stuff like that? I mean, was there a kind of a twilight, relaxing time like that?
Yeah, it doesn't usually work so late after dark.
You just kind of look through here and see what else they have to. Oh, if you were to go out to work while it was still dark and might say that you went out before
day.
Yeah.
Yes, we'd say before day.
Before day, or before the sun came up, or something like that. Just before day. The same way, if you were working so hard, maybe in the fall or at harvest time, that you might work till it's dark,